Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Alaska will join Florida in a federal lawsuit challenging the current cruise ship regulations in the U.S. KTOO reports that the suit says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention oversteps its authority with the conditional sailing order, which imposes strict COVID-19 safety precautions on the cruise industry. Just days before the cruise season typically begins in Alaska, Governor Mike Dunleavy's office released a statement and video Monday urging the agency to withdraw or amend its order so the cruise industry can operate in Alaska this season.
Alaska is joining Florida's lawsuit against the CDC and urging them to revoke the conditional no-sail order, so we can get Alaskans' families and small businesses back up and running.
The governor's office says the conditional sailing order doesn't make sense in Alaska, where vaccination rates are high and COVID-19 hospitalizations are low compared to the rest of the nation. Even if the CDC were to drop its requirements, Canada's waters are closed to large vessels through early next year, and foreign cruise ships have to stop in Canada on their way to Alaska. Alaska's federal delegation is pushing for an exemption to that requirement. A team of University of Alaska Fairbanks engineering students is in the finals of a national steel bridge building competition. According to a UAF release, the team defended its Pacific Northwest regional title that it won in 2019 to move on to the national competition. Last year's bridge competition was canceled due to the pandemic, and although this year it is happening, teams are building their bridges at their home campuses and sending in their results. The long-running contest, sponsored by the American Institute of Steel Construction, judges student teams on efficiency, weight, and speed of bridge construction. UAF has until May 17th to submit its final project, and a winner will be announced in early June. UAF won the national title back in 1993. I'm Dan Bross.